There was something vaguely menacing about the folders, off-white and three-ringed, row upon row, rising up the skyscraper like corrugated metal shelving units that obscured all four walls of the cramped, nearly windowless, first-floor room. It wasn't the folder's color that was the problem, exactly. A shade that couldn't be found in nature, even in a place as abundantly natural as Salt Lake City, Utah. Nor was it the black block lettering that ran up the spine of each folder, declaring the contents in language a third grader could understand. It was the idea behind the Manila metropolis itself, what the folders represented, a literal way station on the search for the meaning of life. Maybe not the meaning of life, but certainly its direction. Thad Roberts stood in front of one of the towering shelving units, his hands nervously jammed into the deep pockets of his green, oversized windbreaker. His windswept, free-form mop of light brown hair cast tangled shadows down across his high cheekbones. He supposed that such a room existed in cities all over the country, maybe all over the world. Probably every university campus had a place like this. No doubt many were more glamorous than the rectangular, folder-filled box that was the career center of the University of Utah, but the essence of the place was quite probably duplicated all over the globe. A mildly terrifying place where lost souls gathered to seek a future, or at least the sort of future that could be summed up between the covers of a shiny three-ring folder. It was barely 7:10 in the evening, but Thad was already swaying in his mud-scuffed Timberland boots as he surveyed the shelves for what had to be the 100th time. He had been in the Career Center 2 hours already, and by now he was approaching the damn folders almost at random. He'd pulled a half dozen of the folders off the shelves, piling them on one of the small wooden desks that lined the interior of the room behind him. Financial advisor, geologist, air traffic controller, physical therapist. None of the choices sang to him, and he was truly close to the breaking point. He was fighting the urge to start sweeping the rest of the folders off the shelves with both hands, close his eyes, make do with whatever landed on top of the pile. Roll the dice, get a life. He blinked hard, trying to push the bleariness out of his normally brightly lit citrine green eyes. Or maybe it was time to just give up. He'd been at this way too long, and he wasn't any closer to figuring out what he was going to do with himself. At 20, he was drowning in student debt, even though he hadn't even fully graduated from the university, leaving early to take on multiple jobs just to survive. That day, he'd been up since 4 a.m., spending most of the past 15 hours running around a backwoods construction site, basically a glorified gopher. He had about $300 in his bank account. The windbreaker and boots he was wearing were 3 years old, and the shirt beneath his windbreaker was held together by multiple assaults with a needle and thread, courtesy of Sonia, his beautiful but equally broke wife. He had no money, and certainly no safety net. He hadn't spoken to his parents in more than a year, and he was pretty sure he wasn't going to speak to them ever again. In fact, by their own admission, Thad didn't really have parents anymore. Instead, what he had was in front of him, a skyscraper-high bookshelf lined with three-ring folders. He wasn't even sure what he was looking for. He'd always been a stellar student, acing courses in everything from business to philosophy. While he was growing up, everyone had always told him how smart he was, and though some bad breaks had derailed him, he knew that he had the capability to learn. Wasn't that supposed to be the most important thing? He pushed the hair away from in front of his eyes and turned back toward the very first row of folders. As tired as he felt, he decided he would start over and go through them all again. To his surprise, almost immediately, one of the labels caught his eye, about 5 folders in from the beginning of the shelf. It was a folder Thad had paused at when he'd first walked into the Career Center, but he hadn't yet pulled it out. He'd discounted it before because he'd thought it was ridiculous and probably way out of his reach, but now, a couple of hours later, his inhibitions were dwindling. He reached for the folder and reread the block letters. Astronaut.